and Roll Football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
I was talking to the listener, but you are also very welcome. Yeah. The first podcast we've recorded in the new home.
Yes, yes. And what a new home it is.
I love it. You've been here a week.
It's lovely, isn't it? Very bright and shiny. And
feel new. Like you're settled in.
I think I have settled in. It still feels like you're sort of on holiday a little bit, though. You know, and you still get a little buzz when you go into this new building.
It is a great building. These amazing, big, modern studios. We've basically moved to a new stadium.
Yes, it's true. Yeah, this is what it must feel like to move to a new stadium, too. Ooh. Yeah, or maybe when you get a new sponsorship deal for the stadium naming rights, maybe this is what it feels like.
It's like the new Spurs ground, isn't it?
Oh, yes. We haven't quite got the pints that fill from the bottom, but we have got hot and cold filtered water on tap. Oh. So, you know, that's almost as good, isn't it?
What more do you want out of life? Well, welcome to our new... Maybe you will be able to hear that. You'll be able to feel it in your ears.
Yeah.
I think this sounds like it was recorded in a more modern studio.
Yeah, you can hear it. It's
a heck of a show today because very dramatic game with Forest.
Yes.
Lots of drama elsewhere.
Ups and downs.
And if you've got a sensitive stomach, maybe just be warned.
Don't eat during the podcast.
Don't go to a kid's party.
Certainly don't indulge in the buffet food at the kid's party. And but you'll be all right. And we also have a bit of an eczema experiment as well.
Oh, yes, we do. We do indeed. You'll find out at the end of the show.
Yeah, what a tease.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Rock and Roll Football with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. Did anyone ever have a crush on your mum?
No, I don't think they did, to be honest. No.
Someone, I guess your dad
they
did at some
certainly point. Didn't mention it. Yeah, my dad obviously did, yeah. I mean, yeah, she was pretty hot back in the day.
Was she?
Yeah,
yeah. Let's get a photo on socials.
She was quite a catch for young Kenneth in Coventry.
In the
60s, I think it was. Yeah,
the swinging 60s.
Yeah, the swinging 60s, yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Dyson. What's her maiden name?
They were a hot couple. It's Young.
Okay.
Liz Young.
And the name of your first pet? Name.
Samantha. There you go. You can now crack into my accounts.
Okay, we have got a big day of football ahead. Newcastle 3, Spurs 0, Leeds 0, Blackburn Rovers 0, a whole load of 3 o'clock kickoffs. And here to preview them is the son of the hottie. What was it, Samantha Young?
No, Liz Young. Elizabeth Young was my mum's name. Samantha was a pet hamster.
Yes. Hamster called
well,
Samantha.
Well, it's my brother's hamster. He named her after Samantha Fox. It's tragic. It was the 80s.
A hamster named after a fox. Here we go. To preview today's 3 o'clock kickoffs. Yeah. It's Matt Dyson.
Yes, playing every game like it's a cup final is what a lot of teams are doing between now and the fast approaching end of the season. Aside from getting a bus down to London and rocking up at Wembley Stadium, it's hard to see how you can ever really convince yourself that it's anything other than a league game. Maybe Nottingham Forest should bring back Glenn Hoddle's old faith healer Eileen Drury so she can hypnotise the squad into a trance-like state where they believe today's match against Wolves is an actual cup final. Would that help with the all-or-nothing attitude we need to survive? I'm not sure. Wolves are pretty much safe in mid-table and welcome Mateus Cunha back from injury while Forest's mercurial midfield magician Morgan Gibbs-White is playing despite talk of him being injured. All the games at 3 today feature teams, one team at least, who are playing like it's a cup final. Two of them in the Brentford-Sheffield United game. We might as well just call that a cup final, to be honest. It's a high-pressure relegation six-pointer, if nothing else. Burnley are at home to Brighton, with manager Vincent Kompany banned from the touchline. I like to think it's for wearing that cheap-looking club-branded baseball cap all season, but it's actually for a red card against Chelsea last month. And Luton Town are at Man City after Pep Guardiola's side's heroics in Madrid in midweek. There is a lot at stake. Exciting times in League One today as well, with the Championship top three all freaking out and dropping points left, right and centre, like none of them actually want to get promoted after all. Leicester City, the latest last night, not just bottling it, but opening their own bottling factory at the forefront of the modern drinks industry, losing to Plymouth. Maybe they've changed their minds because they've seen how VAR and FFP are killing life in the top flight.
Yeah.
Either way, Leicester, Leeds and Ipswich seem to be getting a fear of heights at the summit of the table, falling apart just as it gets to squeaky bum time, or tickly bum time, as Steve Bruce now calls it. But top of League One, Portsmouth could get promoted today. Pompey just need to play up one more time and they're out of the doldrums. They're away at third place Bolton, the Tough Sheet Community Stadium. Tough Sheet are, of course, a local recycled building products company in Lancashire, they are. But will it sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe Tough Sheet? to quote Rene Gattuso.
Dyson, and oh, in the middle of that, a shot goal in the Championship.
Oh, wow, Leeds have been struggling to score all game, and now Blackburn have scored. Leeds losing. They're all bottling it. This is amazing.
Absolutely incredible. Squeaky bum time. Obviously, an experience I will never know again.
Oh, yes.
But for those of us
now
with...
you have your stoma,
adapted. Yeah. Squeaky stoma time.
Squeaky stoma time. I hope we're going to hear from Keir soon.
Sir Keir Stoma.
Yeah, yeah.
At some point. Usually goes off at some point in the show.
He will do, yeah. He'll be here soon.
Chris has been in touch. He says, Matt's, plural. I'll be listening while travelling today. Think you could rebrand as Dysonator and Stomar, VAR detectives. Stomar, I don't know why I said Stomar. It like that. Stomar,
yes.
Dysonator and Stomar.
Yeah, we could investigate VAR decisions. Yeah, I suppose so. Why not? Yeah.
We talk about our health on it. You have had... Have you talked about this?
Flare-up.
You've had a terrible eczema flare-up all over your arms and back.
I haven't had eczema since I was a child. I think it was like I stopped when I was about 11. Now it's back in a big way.
Stopped like you'd given it up.
No, yeah, I just knocked it on the head. Yeah, it wasn't for me. Yeah, no, I've got really bad eczema all over my hands and arms.
It looks bad.
It looks bad, doesn't it? Yeah, you noticed it straight away. Yeah, I've been really itchy, and I think it's because I've recently gone back to the gym and I'm all sweaty, and then maybe that's causing it.
Also showering?
Well, I often go to pick the kids up from school post gym, so I'm still in my gym kit, which I put a top on, as I don't walk around the playground covered in sweat. I put a top on.
Well, yeah, but you're still covered in sweat.
Yeah, I know, which is not a very nice thing to do, but that's what I do.
It's bad for you. It's bad for everyone else.
Yeah, but maybe it's bad for my skin.
It's terrible for your skin. Look at it. It looks like it's on fire.
I know. It's mad, isn't it?
You look like you've been savage. You look like you've been dipped in a piranha tank.
Yeah,
and rescued just at the right
it's
moment.
It's mad, isn't it? Yeah. What do they used to call you at school?
So that's a teacher. Yeah. Scratch and sniff.
Scratch and sniff. Yeah.
Because I had eczema and I trumped a lot.
It feels really bad. It's like it's looking as bad. And when Brian Clough gave you some Betnavate on it, that's what I need.
It looks like my face when I was 10 years old.
Yeah, like a pizza face. So. That story gets shared everywhere, your story, though. They don't always credit you as well, Lotus. That's outrageous.
That's all right.
But it happened. You know, you were there. You know.
I get the royalties.
Yeah, exactly. But the great thing is, now we're in these new swanky studios and they've got the really good high-definition TV cameras, my eczema's going to be more visible than ever.
Yeah, that's
you
terrible.
You really have to see it really clearly.
But you stole some of my eczema cream and put it on there.
Yeah, I don't know if I should have done that.
I think that's probably against doctor's advice.
But you've got the good stuff. I feel like that's going to work for me.
Let's just see. We've got the best part of 3 hours to see whether by the end of the show it's done anything good.
I've just put a patch on my hand, so it already feels better. I think so. It might have cleared up by 5 o'clock.
From now on, are you going to shower after the gym?
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, yeah. And for the sake of the other people on the school run, I think I should. Really.
Has anyone said, you stink?
No, because they don't smell. I'm just a bit sweaty, that's all.
Well, but that could be a song, Dyson's Dad, instead of Stacey's Mom.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Because your kids are Dysons, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah, 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 okay, good. Yeah, we'll do it from Ted's point of view.
But I don't think it would be an erotic song in the same... I don't think you could spin around a pole like Rachel Hunter does in the middle.
No, not quite, no. I'm not sure I've got it going on.
Leave off your hands on it and state your skills. Blackburn Rovers, who are in a relegation fight as well, getting a big 3 points away at Leeds, who are widely expected to be promoted back to the Premier League. This has implications, producer Liam, for Birmingham City, your team.
Yes. I don't really have a lot to say. I'm just sort of, you know, mellowing in my misery.
You're in the drop zone, aren't you?
I think we'll be quite a force in League One.
Why?
Just think we will. We have to be,
worse.
Right?
It's got to be, yeah, because you've just got relegated.
Where does it end?
You
know,
at least you've got those UB40 gigs to look forward to, haven't you?
Always got those memories.
They play after games now.
What happened with that gig?
So, as part of your ticket, you got to see UB40 at the end of the Preston game. Yeah. Which thankfully we won because would have emptied
a week ago.
No, 2 weeks ago.
Okay,
and they were great. UB40 were great. They came on after the game. They were positioned.
They were in the away end.
So they got rid of all the Preston fans. UB40 sat there. All the hits. Right.
What do you mean they sat there?
Well,
was there any sort of stage?
There was a stage, yeah, there's a stage. And there was big screens, so you could, you know, because we were the other side of the stadium, so we couldn't see you before.
So no one's on the pitch?
No, they think you're allowed till the end of the season. I think they would have done this at the end of the last game of the season.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was allowed on the pitch, but we could get relegated there.
Okay.
So that would have been a
real
bit
downer.
Just playing the ballads.
So they usually do this at the end of the season?
No, well, it's new owners, and I think that, you know, if they just wanted to...
new ideas.
Oh, that explains it all, yeah.
I just think we've had a very
just
tough
do a gig
season.
Straight we after just, a game, yeah.
We just wanted a bit of reggae and a drink.
Yeah,
and you could go in, you can go and bring
it
your...
It sounded amazing.
You could get your beer and take it into the seats, which is a novelty in football.
Because the game's over.
You can't do it, so...
Yes, of course.
So, you know, that was the first thing we all enjoyed.
Fortune.
UB40, a big local band. As I said on the WhatsApp group at the time, it's quite apt because you've only won 1 in 10.
Oh, it's brilliant.
They blasted out the hits.
Superb.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got a rat in your kitchen as well.
Yeah.
So, I'm just trying to picture this. They erect a stage in the away end.
Yeah, yeah.
How long does that take after the final whistle?
No, that was already there. So they'd sectioned off a part of the stand.
Okay.
So that was the whole game.
That was there, so there weren't many away fans.
Positioned right behind the goal, which is a risk with our players, because if one of them shoots, that could have gone. Do you know what I mean? But it was there the whole game. And then, yeah, it was about... half an hour turnaround after the final whistle. So everyone went left to get their drinks, came back. Then we hit with red wine.
Oh,
wow, you know,
it's amazing, isn't it?
All the hits.
Well, that's what they were throwing instead of beer.
Yeah, yeah. Then the gig started, yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
how many people do you think stayed behind for it?
It was a sellout, well, just shy of a sellout. So I think it was like 25,000 there. Wow. I'd say a couple of thousand left.
So you're still looking at 20,000 people there in a football stadium.
Yep.
And was the ticket price... higher than usual.
I think it's about £30, which I think is pretty standard.
So it's
there.
Just like an added bonus.
Yeah, yeah.
I want more of this. Who can we get to play at the City Ground after?
Paper Lace. It's always Paper Lace for
us. No one's going to stay
Super
for that.
Superlard. We could do something. We could form a band.
The Stereo MCs. Yeah, I don't
know. Are they farting
them? Well, what, the lead singer's from Ruddington, just outside.
The Tinder Sticks.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure
some
what
deep
we do.
Cuts these are.
KWS. Yeah. Keely from my school. Her stepdad used to play the keyboards in KWS.
These are the most tenuous.
Please Don't Go.
Cover version.
Yeah.
They dedicated it to Des Walker.
Yeah, so we'll get all of them to do a mini festival, maybe.
Yeah, let's just do that after a mid-season game.
Weird.
This is called, I guess, either the business end of the season.
Yes.
Squeaky bum time, yeah. What else do people call? That's basically it.
That's it. That's two big ones.
UB40
the
time.
The two main ones. UB40 time is what we call it now, yeah.
Absolutely thrilling. Oh, my word. People are sending me clips of Forrest playing that. I need to stop. Forrest starting very well, according to all accounts, against Wolverhampton. So that's
good.
Exciting.
Positive attacking football. That's what you want to see.
It absolutely is.
Look at that as well. Sorry.
What have you seen there?
Well, Portsmouth are 1-0 up at Bolton. This is big news in League One, because if they win, they're going to get promoted. I really want Pompey to come back to the Championship.
Yes, they've had a terrible time.
That would be amazing, and they're already 1-0 up. What a start.
Great. The thought that teams could already be promoted or relegated.
Yeah,
it feels too early for
this
that.
It means you know you're at squeaky/business time.
Squeaky
business time. Yeah.
You may have seen in the week Neymar. There's a video of... Is he still at PSG?
I think so. Or is he in Saudi now?
I'm not sure. He might be in Saudi.
He might well be. He went for the dollar.
If he's not already in Saudi, he will eventually be in Saudi.
I've got no doubt
Neymar.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, he would play under any regime, that man.
He's an unusual character.
I don't think he really minds where the money comes from. I'm sure he's a good bloke. I've got no basis for that slur on his character.
I'm sure he's a good bloke. I'm not so sure he is. I don't know. Who knows?
Why are we speculating on his character? Actually, the reason we're speculating on him is there is a video of him at a child's party in the week.
It's amazing,
he's just on his phone the whole time.
They're singing happy birthday to his, I think it's his daughter. And it's a big family moment. And he stops mid-song to look at his phone. And it turns out it's some sort of gambling app that he's on there. And he's checking to see what's going on to put a bet on a casino app. He can't even wait for happy birthday to be over. That is unbelievable.
Just checking his ackers.
Yeah, exactly. They mean a lot, you know. Do I cash out now or what? It's ruining the special occasion, though.
You obviously go to a lot of children's parties.
Yes,
because a lot of your friends are under five.
Yeah.
But you must see some terrible behaviour at kids' parties.
Yes, I mean, a lot of them now, when they get older, the great thing is you move on to the drop and leave parties, so you don't have to stay. But
isn't that what they're called, drop and leave?
Yeah, you have to stay there for the whole party and make small talk. Oof. And stuff, and that's when you're looking at your phone. But the worst incident I ever saw at someone's house, a party at a house, a friend of mine, and she put on a playlist on the smart speaker of just normal music for the adults, really. And I didn't realise that she started playing a sort of a hip-hop and R&B playlist, right? I think they were 4 years old, loads of four-year-old kids, all outside, playing in the garden. And then suddenly some very loud hip-hop came on, and it was Dr. Dre, full expletive, unedited version, so like gangster rap, blasting out on the smart speaker at a children's party.
Because it's not just guns and threats to pistol whip people. It's the lot.
It's all like, the bad stuff.
My word.
It was hilarious. It was amazing.
Big goals in the championship, Dyson.
Yes, a UB40-inspired Birmingham, 1-0 up against West Midlands rivals Coventry already. And talking about the top three falling apart in the championship, Ipswich are 1-0 down at home to Middlesbrough. They're all falling apart. It's an amazing end to the season in the Championship. No other goals in the Premier League. Man City still 1-0 up against Luton. The other games are goalless.
Steph's story, Dyson. How do we handle this?
I think it's okay, isn't it? Yeah.
We're about to find out.
Yeah. Steph says, I was at one of my godchildren's toddler birthday parties. It was a small room with a soft play. One parent was potty training and had brought a potty with her and put it in the centre of the room for her child to do a lovely stinky poo. There was a buffet in the same room too. I think this is just standard kids' party fare. There's always an air of child's poo in the air. It never leaves at toddler's parties. It's always there. That's why at soft plays in general, I never have an appetite. There's always something smelly to put you off your food.
Fecal or urine. But to place a potty in the middle of the room, come on.
Why putting it in the middle of the room?
Make it a centrepiece.
Sort of sit around it and worship it. I'm not sure why they've done that. Strange.
You wouldn't want to then go to the buffet and have anything log shaped, would you? Be like, stuff vine leaves? No, yeah. Thanks. Cadbury's chocolate roll?
Nah. I'll pass on the Colin the Caterpillar, thanks. Yeah.
Just everything in the shape of a turn. Oh, man. Maybe I'm drawn to this because I can no longer do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's different for me now.
Yeah, yeah. You could put Keir in the middle of the room.
I could just stand in the middle of the room.
And watch.
Just empty my bag into another bag. You know what, actually? This happened to me yesterday. One of the things I've been really worried about since the change has been...
Since you fought cancer and won.
Since it was Ford 1, cancer 0. Yeah, final score, let's hope.
Yes.
There may be a replay at a future date. Who knows?
The season's over. It's done.
That's the problem. There's always another season. Anyway, let's not dwell on it. It looks like there won't be a replay. That's what the arbitration panel said. What if my bag suddenly fills up when I'm out and about or somewhere where I can't... Yesterday I was in a taxi on the way home. And it filled up fast. And I said to the guy, I need to just like get to the side of the road. This guy, Dave the cabbie, amazing guy. So I try and use black cabs as much as I can in London because they can use bus lanes, they've done the knowledge. And they're characters. Yes. You get a really good chat with them.
And they've got the knowledge, you know. They know knowledge. Where they're going. They're not looking at their phone the whole time.
I had said that, I think, didn't I, Liam?
I'll repeat it for you,
But for people who don't know, the knowledge is an actual exam that takes them years to pass, which is fascinating in itself.
Yes, it is.
He pulls over. He goes, I'll cover you, mate. He opens the doors to the taxi on one side so that I'm shielded. This is just in the middle of the street.
Wow.
So that I've basically got a metal tent on the roadside. So he opens the driver's side door and the passenger door,
amazing,
creating like a barrier.
So they all do this?
Well,
it's great.
Dave, he then stands watch to stop anyone else coming down the pavement as I just effectively poo at the roadside into a bag.
Wow.
He's going, you take your time, mate.
Don't worry.
Yeah. Pause the meter.
Wow.
Oh, God. Dave the cabbie,
that
if you listen, mate.
That is an amazing thing to do.
Picked me up in West London, took me to North West London. What an amazing guy. We were having a really good laugh until that point as well.
Oh.
But it came on fast. I think I had some garlic.
Oh, wow.
Can really speed things up.
Okay.
I had some garlic and some coffee.
Yeah. And you want to avoid that soiling charge, don't you?
My God. Imagine. Had I not meant that would have been 100 quid.
It would have cost you a fortune.
I know. the problem is now that it comes out the front, I mean, it's bad enough if you saw yourself around the back.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've all been there, usually in childhood. But if it's all just like down your front.
Oh, yeah.
So Dave the Cabby, what a guy.
Yeah, oh, what a hero.
An air horn for Dave the Cabby. Yes. Justice.
Well, yes, we had gone 1-0 down, of course, since we last spoke. But now we have an equaliser from ex-Wolves star Morgan Gibbs-White, and it's 1-1 at the City Ground.
Oh, my
just before
word.
Half time. That's amazing.
It had been all Forest. It had been all Forest, and Wolves scored
well,
a great goal.
So, yeah, that's what we were hearing. And now it's 1-1, so Forest finally getting a goal. But amazing. Wrexham 4-0 up now, romping their way to League One. And in the Championship, we should mention Birmingham. This is the way they do the things they do. UB40 inspired and winning 2-0 against West Midlands rivals Coventry. And could they be staying up? Amazing scenes.
As it stands, we're a point clear of the drop.
Come on.
Another goal and it's... text on 81215, what's the worst thing you've ever seen at a children's party? I remember... Pass the parcel was always...
Oh, yes. Problematic.
Perilous. Because kid's got to win. So then the parents are trying
and
to press pause.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Also, on those old tape players, when you pressed pause for the millisecond the finger first depressed the button, it would speed the song up a bit. You'd get a...
Oh, yes. That's true. Yeah.
It wasn't pausing an electronic device.
No.
Wrexham are now 4-0.
And did that help you? Yeah, I just mentioned that. Did that help you in your...
God,
did that help you with your statue or whatever you were doing, passing the parcel?
Well, I
pass it a bit quicker.
I didn't mind if I... I was never that bothered, really.
No,
I just thought, the odds are I'm not going to win.
It's just like a pack of chews or something inside each section.
There was a child in our year who would cry whenever he didn't win past the parcel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he cried a lot. He would also... I think... Even at that age, I was aware that you should have your clothes on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, wow, yeah.
But some children would not want to have their clothes on.
Oh,
the
right, they take them. He'd start crying and take all his clothes off.
Yeah, wow. and then he claimed at school on the Monday, so like the party was over the weekend.
Oh, no, that must be an embarrassing one to turn up at school on Monday.
Yeah, and on the Monday he claimed that actually he hadn't cried, he had a water pistol with him that he'd sprayed into his eyes to make us all think he was crying. Like, come on.
Chinny record.
Come on. How sad's that? We're doing our A-levels at the time.
We heard earlier about the sort of potty that was in the middle of a party room, almost like the centrepiece of a buffet.
Listen to this.
Strange.
Durham Dave has said a 6-year-old child projectile vomiting into a ball pit full of children that are just eating jelly and ice cream.
Oh, man. That's what I mean. You can't never eat in a soft plate. You can never eat in a soft plate.
Why would you give them pudding and then just throw them into
throw
a
them
ball
in there.
Pit?
What do you think is going to happen? It's
going to spew.
Oh, that is awful. Awful. Also, Chris from Brecon says it's a little request, actually. He'd like to hear Tony Blair setting out a plan for everyone to have the right to use a potty in the middle of a buffet/party room. I'd like to hear that.
Well, Matt, look, you will remember, frankly, the situation that we had around that time where there were no potties at all available for people. Now, I totally understand why people disagree with this, by the way. And it's not... Look, I'm not saying this is the only way to do it. It was the policy we decided on, frankly, as a solution. If it is not in the middle of the room, I would ask the Honourable Gentleman, frankly, where he would place the potty.
Well, I just don't want it to be confused with dip, you know, if there's crudités.
Look, doesn't that tell you everything about the Rock and Roll Football Party? The opinion they have of the British people that they would mistake feces for dip shows why he got it so wrong, Mr. Speaker. We will take lectures on people about where to place potties in rooms. The last person we will take a lecture on the matter is Matt Dyson. M, who says she's a fellow ostomate.
Ah, nice. So she has a stoma too.
She does indeed. Hello there. Up in Pembrokeshire, she says, it wasn't a kids' party, it was a christening that I'd catered for while myself and some of the front of house staff laid the buffet food out. A guest proceeded to lay her baby in the middle of the dining room on the carpet and change her poop-filled nappy while the room was filled with other guests.
Oh,
what is this obsession with making it a centrepiece? Yeah, that's for a toilet.
That's what the baby changing area's for, surely.
At least use the font. I mean, that's like a ready-made bathing sink,
yeah,
isn't it?
Of course. Have a little bath while you're there.
Exactly. Or use a bird bath. Yeah. Surely there must be some sort of mobile babies.
What, baby bath?
Yeah, something. Some sort of, I guess the potty is the thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah, like a modern toilet, is that what you should say?
Something like, a chemical toilet for kids.
Yes, that's what we need to develop.
Brentford now 2-0 up against Sheffield United. Oh. So it looks like Sheffield United and Burnley are definitely down.
Yes.
And it's between Forest, Everton and Luton, maybe not Brentford now. If Forest can just get one more goal and, crucially, stop conceding...
We might be okay.
I thought your mic had cut out.
No, I thought you'd heard about something in the Forest game.
No. I can't handle the pressure of it. But we are in a new studio, so we're having the occasional teething problem.
That's why we lost you for a second.
You lost me for a second earlier when we were talking about... You know what made me laugh about the message that we'd cut out on was the fact that the guy had said...
The lovely summer dress and the throwing up on the bouncy castle.
Drunk mum in a lovely summer dress. The fact that he'd remembered that the dress was nice.
Yes, I know. That really added to the story, didn't it? Yeah.
Oh, she was leathered, but the clothing will always stay in
my
mind.
Very well turned out,
before she puked on herself. Justine says, one of the kids heckled the entertainer who was married with the comment, "I know your girlfriends." The entertainer blushed and made some excuse. Fast forward a couple of months and the entertainer got divorced as he'd been caught playing away.
Wow. Revealed by a child out of the mouths of babes. Yeah.
Jeremy Kyle's kid's birthday party. It's a double DNA and lie detector.
What a tragic
put something
move.
On the end of it. Oh my God.
Oh,
Jeremy
awful.
Kyle, I guess, must have had kids. I wonder what he was like as a child, Jeremy Kyle.
Jeremy Kyle as a child. Probably quite shouty, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Tantrumy, I'd have thought, but yeah.
Mum, are there any Cheerios left? Oh, I think they're in the cupboard, love. You know what the cupboard says? It says you're a dirty little liar.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
I will indeed. And do keep your texts coming in for Munch of the Day to 8-12-15. What are you going to be eating for Match of the Day later? To 8-12-15, where Glenn from Long Eaton has sent us a message this afternoon asking, this is an unusual subject matter, but he wants to hear Stuart Pearce, the former Forest captain, of course, on the sad demise of the Little Chef.
Okay.
Didn't see that one come in today. Is there anybody there? Can we reach Psycho?
Well... Well, you know what I mean. I think it's really sad personally, Dyson. You know, I think it is a big issue, the demise of the Little Chef. You know, you'd go there, wouldn't you? You know, you go there on the A52 as well, you might do, you know. You pop into one, you get an Olympic breakfast or whatever, you know. But they've gone. But, you know, it's about the decline of the high street, isn't it? You know what I mean?
I suppose so, yeah. It's a bigger picture, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at your Little Chefs, your Wimpies. You know, I think Greggs is possibly the only one that's back to trend, are the ones that are, you know, traditional British, but now they're competing with your Itsus, your Wasabis, your Pretz. You know, you got to accept it. You know, if you're serious about your culinary enterprise, shall we say, that, you know, frankly, at the end of the day, you've got to be serving stuff that the public want.
Yeah.
You know?
And nowhere else does the lollipops, do they, like the Little Chef used to do, you know?
Well, you know, back in the day, you get lollipops everywhere, wouldn't you? And kids would get a free thing. But now, you know, the cost of living and all that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different game, you know what I mean? You know, back when I was going to Little Chef, you know, everyone was going.
Yeah.
You know, you're having your bacon, your sausage, your beans and your hash browns, and you're not thinking about it quite in the same way, as you might say, you know? But these days, it's all sashimi rolls and, you know... whatever it is, pretzel. I don't fully understand pretzel, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, it's sandwiches, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
you know, but they dress it up as kind of, I don't know, not even continental, basically American cuisine. You go in there and you're like, well, sandwiches, you know, it's a sandwich shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, cob shop, we'd say.
Yeah, yeah.
As people in Nottingham would say, you know, and I had great times in the cob shops in Nottingham, and a big shout out to them today. But yeah, you know, the little ship. I think it's a shame because, you know, these things are often cyclical and the British public are going to rediscover a love of baked beans and hash browns and the other stuff they would sell. Cottage pie, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Ham, egg and chips. and the providers aren't going to be there, and that's sad, you know. But, you know, people are getting sushi on Amazon Prime these days.
Where can they go?
They're getting Amazon Prime, aren't they? You know, you're getting your sushi delivered by Amazon Prime, and you've got to let people do that. You know, you can't stand in the way of change. But it's up to the little chefs of this world, frankly, to say, why weren't we selling wasabi and sushi? And, you know, they could have done a bit of fusion, you know? Yeah, you could have been selling hash browns with a bit of soy sauce to have a crossover period, but I didn't think of that. You know, they got caught in transition, as we might say. And, you know, frankly, they paid the price. And the little chef, I mean, I always thought it was slightly contradictory anyway, having a chubby fella on there, you know?
Yeah,
yeah. He weren't little.
He was
a chunky old boy.
Yeah.
You know, I think he was not so much getting high as he was getting full on his own...
Yeah, on his own supply.
Yeah, he was getting full on his own supply. Full on his own bull, you know what I mean? Half that meat was going in his belly. Maybe that's why the business failed ultimately.
The
chef was eating it all.
Hemorrhaging money because of the chef, yeah.
Yeah, I think questions need to be asked the little chef. Get him in front of a select committee. We need answers.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
Well, what do you think then? What do you think of your new audio experience?
I think it's improved, surely.
I think it has.
Yeah.
You just hear that crispness.
Yeah, yeah. The Dolby surround sound.
It's like playing football in Predators. This is... I just feel that extra sharpness
just
about it.
Slightly better, a bit more.
I just feel like I'm pinging the ball around a bit better.
Power and control on the ball, yeah.
It's marvellous. So, we hope you're enjoying the sound of the new studio. Don't forget to leave a 5-star written review. Tell all your friends about us. Share the words far and wide. And, well, we'll be back next week.
See you next week.
I'm here next week. You here next week?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Producer Liam's not.
No.
Well, but two of us will be here next week.
We won't have to mention Birmingham quite so much.
Exactly.
So
that's nice. We can go back to most people's state of mind is to not give Birmingham City a second thought.
Yeah. The second city.
See you next week.